planning your vacation?
Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Chip Simmons, our great sheriff in Scambia County, is here with me in studio. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. Good to have you. Oh, put his, hold on. Yeah, there's several different mics you got to try there. How about that one?
Yeah, good morning.
There we are. Fantastic. Well, let's start with the one that is least to do with your job. But you did get a little bit of attention because
of
it.
At least none of my business. Is
yeah. I know. Never worry about stepping outside of your lane. It's okay.
No.
In the mad scramble to get any information or perspective on the low pass from Blue Angel number 3 last week at the Breakfast with the Blues event, somebody asked you for a comment. And as the sheriff, you know, you're not an expert on pilots or flying or any of that, but you had a thought, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I can give my opinion, right?
Everybody can. It's a free country.
Well, what happened is I was fortunate enough to be there on Wednesday morning, Breakfast with the Blues. And, yes, I saw the low pass, and we're all looking. So, wow, that was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we leave, and then I see that night all these national news talking about a terrifying event at Pensacola. I'm like, yeah. That's not what happened. So I go to work, and I see all these messages for me to comment about, you know, my thoughts on the dangers of the military flight demonstration team. I was like, that's crazy. So I said, hey, relax, dude. This is the Blue Angels. This was the coolest thing that our guys have experienced in some time.
Y'all misspelled thank you.
yeah. And then I did. I got a lot of comments. Well, what makes you an expert in nothing? Absolutely nothing. You know, but I can get my tape measure out and see how high he was, and yeah. I can figure out if he would like me to. But no, I will tell you this, though. I did run into an actual flight expert when we talked. I talked to the Medal of Honor recipient, Royce Williams,
yeah.
The last couple of days. So
he did a thing at NAS Pensacola and the aviation school, which he started at. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great story. I don't know if you've been talking about it at all, Andrew, but I think we talk about the Blue Angel low pass, and I think we've kind of talked that out.
Yep, sure.
Right? You know, I've given my opinion. I support the Blue Angels. I certainly support the air shows. Anything beyond that, I think it's just hyperbole.
Well, what do you want to say about Roy?
What people may not know is in the Korean conflict, Korean War, depends what you want to call it. He was up and he ran into, he and his airplane, jet, ran into a couple of MiGs, mm-hmm. and he ended up shooting down 4 of them, but he was sworn to secrecy because at the time it was a Cold War. No one wanted to say that we were at war with Russia.
Yeah.
And so for years he kept that secret, and ultimately he landed.
Even from his wife, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. That's right.
I don't know how you do that as a married guy for 28 years. You just don't keep secrets. But, man, that's...
Well, every time she came to talk about something, he says, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you about anything because it might give a secret out. But, no, he landed, and his jet was riddled with 263 bullet holes.
Mm-hmm.
And, he turned 100, I think 101 now,
mm-hmm.
and he becoming the oldest recipient of the Medal of Honor. And talking to him, sharp as a tack, we talked a lot about about what he did and what our country is doing now. I was born in Keflavik, Iceland. People know it now as a military brat, and he's very familiar with the airport there and the base there. So we had a conversation about that, and it was a great period. I was able to give him make him an honorary deputy.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, maybe the second best honor he's ever had received.
10th, 15th, 20th,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure enough.
So anyways, we still have heroes living among us, and we should give them the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, and somebody had sent me the thing from Divid's Hub, and then NAS Pensacola also posted it, that they had had him at their NIFE graduation, Naval Introductory Flight Evaluation, what you think of starter school beginners for aviators, but at their the NIFE graduation ceremony on board NAS Pensacola on the 15th, so that would have been Tuesday, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Wednesday. Anyway, so yeah, fantastic and wonderful to see him with all the people where he started, right, so many years ago. We've actually had a couple of those sort of things to think about recently, like today and yesterday is the anniversary of the moon landing.
Wow.
You know, it's always a which time do you do it, because it's kind of in both yesterday and today. But what people sometimes forget is that Neil
Armstrong. Daylight savings time back then.
Well, right.
I'm
no, not that.
That's not
moonlight savings time. Neil Armstrong reported to NAS Pensacola.
Yes.
For his introductory, you know, flight training back in 49. And then, you know, we also have today is the birthday of the county, right? The county is 205 today, right?
They didn't invite me to their party.
No. But the county sheriff is also 205. The sheriff's department is 205 today, right?
That is correct. 1821.
So there you go. So how do you feel?
I feel older.
Okay.
More mature? On behalf of the sheriff's office, we feel every year we feel.
Every creak and groan. I feel every bit of 205.
Exactly.
All right, very good. We're talking.
You're right. July 21st is the birth date, is the date that Andrew Jackson signed the Escambia County and St. John's County into existence.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know, where's the cake? I get it.
I mean, they took away some jurisdiction since then.
Yeah. Secessionists.
it was half the state back then, right?
Yeah. We were here to St. John's County, and they had the rest of the swampy area.
And ever since, you've been just losing territory.
And ever since, we've been in a disagreement over St. John's County, over who was the oldest.
Who was the oldest sheriff, of course.
I know myself and the St. John's County Sheriff, Rob Hardwick, is always talking about which one was first. And since the E goes before S, we're alphabetically, we were the first ones. We're on top of that.
It's better to be alphabetically superior.
It's better to be superior.
You say it.
Yeah,
7:45 on News Radio 92.3. Candy has traffic on the fives.
No, this is Rich. 437-1620. If you see this accident or slowdown, you can let us know. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Chip Simmons. I don't know. You want to make an off-mic comment to me somehow?
No. I was like, these people are probably thinking, these idiots. What are they doing?
Well, no, they think that about me. You're guilt by association.
Yeah, I was talking about y'all, too.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's well-earned, deserved. we had over the weekend, there was a beach event going on at, the wharf, not the other wharf, our wharf. And there was a shooting that took place. What happened here?
Well, we get a call about, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning that there was a shot fired. Depends on who you talk to, when we got there, and whether it's one shot or more than one shot. But what we, understand, when we get there, was that people saying, well, he shot himself. And then another person said, well, he shot himself. And then
by accident.
To him. By accident, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was not attempted suicide.
That's what I'm saying, just to clarify.
And when we talk to him, and he's not being cooperative and not giving us what we think is the legitimate story. And so by all accounts, it looks like he may have been handling the gun or mishandling the gun and then accidentally shot himself in the calf. The injury occurred in the calf. So, fortunately, he's going to be okay. We're still investigating it, still looking for video. This took place behind the Wharf restaurant. That you referred to, and apparently they were charging people $100 to camp behind their leased area of the beach.
Okay.
And their property, that's when it occurred. So
okay.
We're still looking into it.
Kind of the camping thing is kind of weird, because you're generally not supposed to stay overnight, right? Parking lot or on the beach. But Blue Angel is kind of a weird event, and people come so early that how do you distinguish between the people who are staying late and the people who are coming early, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can be in, just take the Casino Beach parking lot. I mean, it stays full all day and all night, certainly during that Blue Angel time period. And then people are going, there's bars are still open until, 2:30 or so. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, how many people are staying for that and getting a late start of it, they're going home. And then how many people come early, because, you know, we tell people, get there early.
Which they do now.
Some people do. They get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, sometimes you get that. The leaving traffic and the coming traffic all the same way.
Question, because it comes up, it came up particularly this year, but other years as well. I mean, you guys announced that the lot was closed, the Casino Beach lot was closed at 4:30, very earliest I can remember. But looking at the pictures, the video, there's a lot of open space. And so people, this is the question I get is, why does the sheriff steal so much of the space at the Casino Beach parking lot for himself?
I'm not sure if you're messing with me or
not. No, that's the question I get from people. Why is the sheriff taking all these spaces? And I'm like, but go ahead. I know you want to answer.
I was there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the only spaces that we take are the, like, five or six spaces right in front of our precinct. The other spaces are occupied by fire trucks, EMS. There's large tents. I call them cooling tents. They probably have some fancy name for it. But it's hot out there, and so when people overcome with the heat, they bring them in there, and they treat them. And they do a very good job. But if you look at it, these are all public safety type of operations. And if you don't want them there, I'm not sure where else you could have them where you could actually treat people right away.
Yeah.
So if there's a question on how many spots the sheriff takes for himself,
I don't
have any spots out there myself. But there are about five, and they're right up against the building itself.
Well, I will tell you and all your fire trucks and all your ambulances and your flight line and all the stuff that you are personally responsible for.
Put
as the sheriff.
Recommendations in writing, and I'll evaluate where to put these fire trucks and EMS crews. And I will tell you, we even had trouble with lifeguards getting a parking space. We had to try to work and find them some spots, and you're supposed to have a spot. I'm assuming that people would understand that a lifeguard needs a parking space, a fire truck needs a parking space, a police car needs a parking space.
What was that first part? You would think people would understand.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that people would understand. But,
I'm willing
to listen. If they want to send a recommendation, with a diagram, let me know how to do it. We'll get to work on it.
Speaking of the beach.
Something may have escaped our notice. Who knows?
So there was a guy who, I guess, stole his buddy's gray truck and literally drove it like he stole it all along Fort Pickens, running into people, hitting cars left and right, driving around people, eventually wound up getting caught, I guess, in Gulf Breeze, got across the bridge and got over into Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze police made the arrest. But you guys, Santa Rosa, but you guys were involved in this because the beach is ours and, I mean.
Yeah. He was, at one point, he was just driving in the wrong side, trying to get around traffic. And honestly, people do that a lot. There are people that are in a hurry. They think that they're more important than everyone else, and they go around cars. This guy, he did. He stole a car or a truck that was not his, and he did not have permission to get it. And then he ran around in the medians. He hit not one, not two, but three cars on Pensacola Beach and didn't stop. He left, so he had three hit and runs there. We're trying to get a hold of him, but as you can know, traffic is gridlocked.
Hard for you to maneuver this like it is for him, right?
Some of our guys are on four-wheelers, and some of us are in our cruiser cars, obviously. So we radio ahead and let Gulf Breeze know. The guy gets over the Bob Sykes Bridge, and then the Gulf Breeze Police Department tries to get him. They don't actually pit him, as I understand it, but he does ends up running into a pole. And he's not injured, but apparently he wasn't drunk. He was not arrested for DUI.
Well, you can see him on the video. He got out and ran away like an alert person would,
Yeah.
it was quick, too. It was like, man, I just ran into this tree. Time to run,
Yeah. And so, anyway, so he was charged. He'll be charged with, by the Florida Highway Patrol, three hit and runs in Pensacola Beach. And then ultimately Gulf Breeze ended up, who works their own crashes. They worked a crash in their jurisdiction. So he's got a lot of charges on him. Now, there was some indication that he might have hit some pedestrians. We spoke to Florida Highway Patrol. They have no indication that he hit any pedestrians up Pensacola Beach. We also spoke to Gulf Breeze Police Department. There's no indication he hit a pedestrian over there either. So it's all this. There was reports of pedestrians hit and one was killed, and that's none of that part.
Thank goodness. I mean, driving around like that, you could have easily killed people. I mean, it could have easily happened with all the pedestrians and bicyclists around at that time. I mean, it's very, very dangerous that.
There was a word that he was on active duty in NAS. He was active duty, but it was at Eglin.
At Eglin, right. So. Burglary at Crabs?
Yeah. Early morning hours, between, I guess, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock on, I guess, Sunday night.
Going over into Monday morning?
Individuals, looks like maybe four individuals total
okay.
that are involved, and they cut the power, they broke in, they were able to access the safe at Crabs and stole what I'll describe as an undisclosed amount of money.
Okay.
In today's environment, most people use cards.
Right.
So it's not like you would get the money that you used to be able to get if you were such the bad guy. But anyways, we ended up we're investigating it. We're looking for leads. We're obviously evaluating video footage.
Yep.
That we came with either our cameras or cameras of some surrounding businesses.
And it's one of the most surveilled parts of the county, Pensacola Beach. I mean, you've got the parking lot. You've got I'm sure the restaurants have their cameras. I mean, it's there's a lot of information to process.
Well, we're pretty sure that they entered from the south side, the beach side.
From the beach side. Okay, gotcha.
So,
I see. Okay.
So we got to kind of go around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And look and how far they would have traveled with all the equipment that they would have needed.
We had an overnight arrest. I think it was a car stop with the drug and gun charges. 36-year-old Tristan Salter from a week ago.
Yeah, we were actually working a separate case on Smiley Avenue when we noticed him standing near his truck. And when he saw deputies, he panicked, quite frankly, and threw a Stanley Cup over the fence into a neighbor's yard and then started reaching around in obvious panic mode into his truck. So bottom line is we're like, dude, we saw that. We saw what you did.
Yeah.
And so we're investigating it and ended up seizing, that Stanley Cup. We also have located a firearm, 104 grams of cocaine, which is quite a bit of cocaine.
Yeah.
500 grams of marijuana and some drug paraphernalia. We put a picture out there. You can see some of the stuff. You see the firearm, 1, 2, 3, 4 bags of cocaine, did a little scale, some little plastic bags. So clearly he was, in our estimation, was trying to sell this sort of thing. So he's charged with trafficking in cocaine. And because obviously he was intending to distribute this.
I am glad we don't have any time to talk about this next story, and I hate to leave it on this, but NorthEscambia.com had a very heartbreaking article about a couple who have a daughter who they neglected based on the account, malnourished, kept locked in a room, told not to eat barely anything. I mean, when she was in the hospital off and on, they would nourish her back to health, and then she'd go back to this environment that was a horrible, neglectful environment based on the allegations. They're both in jail at $200,000, and the only reason I want to mention it is because I know you want to remind people that if you see something or you suspect something, call somebody. We are all mandatory reports, and it is the kids who suffer if you keep your mouth shut.
Yes, anyone over the age of 18 is a mandatory reporter. You can do it anonymously unless you're in certain fields, law enforcement, medical field. And you can just report it to the abuse hotline, and you can do it anonymously. That's what's so important. I mean, this happened over the course of an extended period of time.
Right.
And when you read it, you just think of the horror that this child has had to endure. And over the last couple of months, if you recall, we've had a couple of these cases.
Yep.
In fact, at one point, we arrested an individual that was supposed to be checking on the children,
right?
And when in our belief was not doing what they were supposed to be doing. So, just remember, you can report anonymously, again, unless you're law enforcement or medical field, and you don't, which means you don't have to give your name, right? You can call the abuse hotline, say I'm aware of this and that happening, and I believe if more people do that, then maybe some of these kids that we find out, maybe these things wouldn't last so long.
I just, when I read these stories, it is so heartbreaking. It is awful to imagine. And
I'm angry.
You're right.
And reading these stories, I'm just like, I shouldn't say. Just go ahead.
I know what you mean. And of course, the most frustrating thing of all is, there are other kids out there that we don't know about.
Right.
That nobody's reported about, that nobody's seen. And unfortunately, horrible things are happening to. And I'm with you. I just get, there's not a lot of things in this world that make me angry, like people who mistreat women and people who mistreat kids. And man, these do. Chip Simmons, our sheriff for Escambia County, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time and what you do to keep us informed and safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
756, Candy has traffic for